You guys ready for the big exciting announcement? Don't be nervous. It's good. But I wrote it down because I don't want to ad lib this. I want to. And we worked on this statement, about five of us, over and over again. About 3 years ago, God began stirring my heart for Cornerstone Church to plant new churches throughout northern Missouri. He gave me an unusual strategy that includes using existing Assembly of God church buildings. Now, some of you are a little bit confused about our relationship with the Assemblies of God. Let me explain it really simply. We are a non-denominational church affiliated with the Assemblies of God. The Assemblies of God have nothing to do with telling us how to run or operate our church. As a matter of fact, when we approached the Assemblies of God with this idea, they said, "Stan, we don't want to change anything about you. We would like our churches to become more like Cornerstone Church." And so that's that relationship. There's been a little confusion about that. Nothing has changed. But to date, they've given us two buildings and properties, no strings attached, except that we would just continue to operate them as churches. And we don't buy them. They give them to us. Is that the most fascinating thing that you've ever heard of? And more of those will come in the future. So in Milan, there were three actual members of the Milan Assembly of God Church. This morning, there'll be 50, 60, some in worship there. We have a congregation of 70 or 80 people in Milan. In Cameron, our church started just a little over a year ago. And our church in Cameron now has over 200 people that consider that their church home. Is that fascinating? We had 28 students the other night at our youth group that Morgan led on Sunday night. 28 students in our youth group already. Almost 30-some kids in our youth group in Cameron. Our next church plant, however, does not come with an Assembly of God church building. It'd be nice, but it's not going to. Yet it is our biggest opportunity to date. It's an important piece of the overall master plan to eventually have 10 locations. Now, you've been hearing me talk about this for 3 years now. I really, truly believe that by the time we're done planting all the new churches, that we will have 10 locations of Cornerstone Church. So for the past several weeks, Michelle and I have been cultivating relationships in St. Joseph. We're finding really amazing favor there, and I'm confident that we will build a strong church in St. Joseph. But this time, we don't have an Aaron available to us like we did in Cameron. So Michelle and I have this strong sense that we must lead the church planting team this time. So as we launch the new church location, Michelle and I will have four campuses to supervise, including the church that we have actually one couple that's joined us. One couple. But you know what? This church started with two couples that joined my parents. So we have to give up something. There's just too much going on. There's too much great opportunity out there for us to seize. So we found this wonderful couple to serve as pastors of this congregation in Chillicothe. And it's because of this church that everything else is possible. All of our other church planting effort is possible because of this church. This place. And it's vital that we put the right pastors and leadership here. We cannot make a mistake in this issue. That's why we asked Chad and Courtney Main to serve this church family as your new pastors. They have accepted. and will assume leadership here on August 1st. The decision was made with massive amounts of prayer and with much consultation and agreement with our elders, with our board of advisors. This was not made on our own. But we have a lot of work to do this summer. Chad has resigned his position with the North Missouri Assemblies of God. His replacement takes over on August 1st. Chad and Courtney have an extremely busy June and July. They have three camps to run, and the Ireland mission trip is in July. And so there's a lot going on this summer. We all have a busy summer as we're looking for children's pastors, worship leaders. Michelle and I are working to build our team in St. Joseph. We're faithfully going to continue serving you for June and July. Also, while we're launching the church in St. Joseph, on August 1st, Michelle and I will still be the lead pastors of Cornerstone Church, one church with four locations, and more to come in the future. And some of that could happen even very, very quickly. Chillicothe is home base for our church organization. This is where we will attend church when we're not preaching in one of our other locations or observing in one of our other locations. It will be some months before there will be Sunday morning services. We have one couple. That's it. I received a $5,000 gift to start planting our church in St. Joseph. We have one couple and $5,000. We can buy a light bulb for the projector. Praise God. This is where we'll attend if we're not in one of our other locations. I will still be preaching in all of our church locations, including here in Chillicothe, periodically. Michelle and I will be leading group mission trips probably at least every year. We'll continue leading our ever-expanding church just in a different capacity. Let me tell you, this is frightening and exhilarating for Michelle and me. There's no turning back from this decision. 6 months from now, we can't decide we've made a mistake and say, hey, just kidding, to Chad and Courtney, right? So this is kind of frightening. It's kind of exhilarating for us. And think about this. Labor Day weekend will mark our 30-year anniversary here at Cornerstone Church in Chillicothe. This is 30 years of our life. We raised our children here. We built our life and career here with this church family. So let me just say, failure is not an option. That's a good thing. You know, it's one of the best advice I give for young couples is just going in and just decide you're stuck. Failure is not an option. We're going to work this out together. Amen. So failure is not an option for us, so there's just no turning back from this decision. So let me just make some statements. We will be successfully planting a church in St. Joseph. I believe that we will have 10 locations, and we will find wonderful pastors and leaders to serve all of our church locations. I believe that we will find favor and supernatural provision in every city and town where we plant churches. And let me say this, we are confident that Chad and Courtney are the best and the perfect pastors for Chillicothe. Michelle and I believe, I absolutely believe that they'll bring new families to this house and that they're also going to wonderfully serve you at the same time. It is time for us, Michelle and I, to step out of the way and to let them shine. Michelle and I will do everything that we can do within our capacity to help them succeed. We're fully convinced that this local church, this house, will be better as a result of this decision. So please pray for all of us as we begin the next chapter of Cornerstone Church. The transition will probably take a few months to be fully implemented. Everything will depend on how soon we can hire new staff, how quickly St. Joseph progresses. We're extremely excited and confident concerning the future of Cornerstone Church. Several weeks ago, Chad received his full ordination into ministry. I had the privilege of being there, and I was part of the small group, including Pastor Tim and Kim Berkey and other leadership there at the meeting. And we got to lay hands on Chad and Courtney. And this was, a couple months ago now, maybe, when this discussion was beginning. And I didn't know if they were going to say yes to, they had been asked to do this, but I had not gotten a response yet from them. But as I laid hands on them, I just sensed that there was a grace, there was an anointing, if you will, that was being transferred. It's like something left me, for lack of a better way to explain it. And it was being transferred from Michelle and me to Chad and Courtney. They are the right pastors for this place. These changes will allow Michelle and me the freedom and the opportunity to fulfill the call of God on our lives to plant new churches all over northern Missouri. And the wonderful result is that we really don't have to leave. We don't have to retire. We don't have to resign to do that. We get to do this together. This is still something we're doing as a church family. This is very, very exciting news for Cornerstone Church. Now, if you want to congratulate Chad and Courtney, Michelle and me today, you can do that personally. That doesn't have to be a Facebook wall post. There are other ways to congratulate people. Money's a good option.
Amen.
In the same regard, if you have comments, questions, or concerns, please speak to us personally. We'd be happy to explain this if you didn't understand something. We'll listen to what you have to say and be very, very happy and very respectful in that process. Let's seal the deal today. Amen. Let's stand up and sing, and that will be our benediction.